Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. We have Bonnie McFarlane calling from upstairs. We're testing our system now to see if we could do the phone thing. Go ahead, Bonnie. I can hear you. I can hear you loud and clear. Speak up. What room are you in? Oh, well, I can hear you. I don't know if they can hear you over. What's that? Okay, I'll see you when you get downstairs. Bonnie McFarlane just hung up, and that was us testing. So hopefully this works, and then we'll be able to take calls at some point. No, just go ahead, start talking. Let's do this. Okay. Let's do this. We are on. And hit your mic, baby.
Hello? Okay. Let's get it done.
Okay, hold on. I got to take my headphones.
Let's do it.
Speak up.
I'm not saying anything. That's why you're not hearing it. I'm just sitting here waiting. Well, speak up is different than talk also.
Yeah, talk about something real quick.
I don't have anything to talk about. I really don't. I can't think of one thing.
Like what?
I can't think of one thing I just said.
So we're going to have nothing to talk about this whole podcast?
I don't think so.
I mean, you don't have any topics or have you done anything?
I apologize. I've done nothing towards this podcast.
Talk about, you did your
even like an hour ago when you said, oh, we're going to do the podcast. I didn't think of one thing.
But you did an Unmask last week with Ron Bennington. How'd that go?
That was great. That was easy.
Wait, didn't we talk about that already?
I don't know.
You did that
the minute we do the podcast, I let it go.
Oh, wait a second. No, we didn't talk about it.
Memory of it.
You know why we didn't?
It's like I'm splitting into different personalities or something.
You know
why we didn't? From this traumatic experience.
Listen, know why we didn't talk about it? Because we did our podcast Tuesday morning last week. And you did it Tuesday night. So tell us a little bit about it.
Shut up. Oh, really?
Tell us a little bit. What?
Who was that?
What's that? Tell us a little bit about the Bennington podcast.
So tell us a little bit about it.
How did it go? How'd you feel?
It was good.
Who was there?
I wasn't that nervous because it was like, it's Ron Bennington. He's a master. You just, it's easy.
He owns slaves?
He makes you look good. Yes, he owns slaves.
Okay, so go ahead.
So it was totally fun. And then you came up on stage and then there was some drama about that.
Where was your drama? What was your drama? What do you mean?
You know, weren't you like, we made fun of you for coming up on stage and then weren't you in the back going like, I thought they wanted me to.
They told me to come up on stage. They said,
I know. And then we were joking around and then I guess you took it seriously.
Well, I mean, I went up there. Look, I was up there for 2 minutes, knocked it out, crushed it. You put a mic in front of me in an audience.
Yeah.
There's something about me and a mic and an audience.
Mm-hmm.
I just came up to congratulate everybody or you, you know, and Ron for doing it. And boom, all of a sudden, I steal the show for 2 minutes and then back to you.
It's hard to follow.
I mean, you could hear me gulp just now. I wonder if that worked, that phone call, testing 1-2.
We won't know until... I don't know when this goes up, but I guess I'm pretty sure, I'm going to guess, people will tweet, it worked, or, hey, dumbasses, it did not work.
Well, we're going to have to get a splitter
hashtag
for microphones.
Something.
I mean, for headphones, a splitter so we both can hear through headphones if we take a call. Because I'll set it up.
Yep.
And we'll take calls.
Okay. I'm excited. I would like to take calls.
I would love it. Who do you think we get to call first?
Well, just any story we have, we could just call the person.
I don't know if we can call them.
Oh.
Oh, I guess we could.
Text them? Call Rich.
No, I think we can call them. I think we can get everything working.
Okay.
But we'd have to go right from the beginning. We'd have to go right from the beginning like they do on radio. You're on the air. We'd have to tell them. We can't just call them and not say you're not. You know what I mean? They'd have to be...
Right. Well,
you have to tell them.
If somebody just happened to call, we couldn't just be like, hey, you're on speaker with Rich and Bonnie.
Yeah.
Not necessarily recording this.
No,
even
I mean, if
we
call them.
One another, unless we are recording.
Yeah, but if we call them, we have to say, hey, look.
Do you ever have a really good conversation with someone? And then you're like, why aren't there microphones? Why are we not recording this?
No.
Oh, my God. Every time I have a good conversation with someone, I'm like, what is the point?
I could do that travel.
I'm doing this without recording it.
I learned. I know how to work our travel thing. We could start doing podcasts on the road.
Okay.
We could do one Tuesday night at the Cellar if you like.
That would be... I don't want to do it at the Cellar.
Why?
But just, I think driving in...
No, I'm not going to take my eyes off the wheel.
Well, what do you got to look at?
I got to hold the mic. There's
some
mic.
Somebody's going to tweet that.
What? Take my
eyes off the wheel.
Yeah, when
somebody
I drive, I just
words or something.
I just when I drive, I just stare at the wheel,
Oh,
I don't want to take my eyes off
you
the wheel.
You should be going farther.
I don't want to take my
past the wheel. It's
I don't want to take my.
I believe it is very dangerous.
I don't want to take my hands off the wheel and my eyes off the road. That's what I meant to say.
Okay, but you would just be sitting there with headphones. You've had phone
it's
calls
not headphones,
in the car.
It's holding the microphone.
What, why wouldn't you just get like lavaliers or something?
It's a big mic. It's like this. It goes into that thing. Not lavaliers. Don't go into those things.
What does it go into what things?
Into our recording system. Are you stupid?
Oh my God.
What?
Watch it.
I'm just asking
Watch it
you.
Because I, even though I've purposely not learned anything about electronics, in order for you to have one segment of the intelligent something or other... For yourself.
See what I mean? How stupid she is. She can't even she can't even describe what she's talking about. Go ahead.
Right. That I gave to you. Let you have it. But if you're going to make me fucking learn it now so that I can show you everything.
No, you don't show me talk up. You don't show me everything. One. And two.
I don't out of a courtesy to make you still feel like a man.
In the car, if we did a podcast driving... You'd have to hold the microphone.
There's other microphones. I just
they don't fit
know
into.
It.
Yeah, you could do on that recorder.
I guarantee you that
you
fucking
don't even need
recorder.
You could do it without microphones. I don't know how good it would sound without microphones. But what would we prop it up on?
What the questions the problems you're having are stupid.
No, your problem.
Ridiculous.
We're not doing podcast driving.
You bought a fucking
driving.
Mattress to go in the back of your car so you could lay down
in the car seat.
But you're like, how do you? Well, hi, where are you going to put a microphone?
Oh, really? Is that what I did?
That's how you sound. That's how you sound.
Oh, good. But you're like a listener.
What?
Nothing, whatever.
What do you mean by that?
That's how you make
fun
of me?
Are you going to insult all of us? You know what? Usually it's the married couple against the rest of the world. In this case, it's me and the rest of the world against you.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
The rest of the world? Is that how many people are listening?
Well, I mean...
How many books did you sign at Ron Bennington?
4.
No, how many do you...
I don't know.
200 about
it. I think about 200, but I said something. I was talking to Mike Vecchione, and I was like, I did a book signing. I signed 200 books. And then I was like, ugh, that person.
And what
it's gone to my head so fast.
I know.
So fast.
Holy Christ. My
God. I like walk around like, I'm an author. Oh my God. I've done it. Written a book.
You got to make some CDs.
I meet people for the first time. I'm like, hi, author Bonnie McFarlane. How are you?
Is that what you say?
Yeah, I wear glasses now. I only wear things with elbow patches. All my clothes have elbow patches now.
Well, you know, we were talking yesterday, and I was asking Bonnie about her career and what she would do and what she wouldn't do. And I brought up Flo from Progressive. Now, you wouldn't do... Were you offered...
I'm not doing bits.
No, I'm not doing a bit. I'm just saying, were you offered that,
that
role?
That was a private bit in our car.
Were you offered that role as Flo and you turned it down? Huh?
I just, no, because you know why?
What?
Then later you'd be like, you'll do anything.
No, I'm just
I'll set you up. You'll retell a joke.
It's not a joke.
So that's like you're, in a way, setting me up to make fun of me.
No, I'm not. I'm not
follow
trying to make
through
fun
on this.
I'm just trying to find out some of the things you turned down that I heard. I've turned down
a lot of things, okay? I turned down Flo.
You could have been Flo on Progressive?
Yeah, they said, here's an 11-year contract. I said, no, thank you.
You didn't want to do that?
No.
Because it would kind of screw with your comedy?
I was, you know, still thinking I could be an author. I'm an author, Rich.
So you turned down that? Were you up for, like, co-starring on the show Lost?
Co-starring on Lost?
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of people on there.
Were you up for a role or something?
Why would you pick a show that I don't know a character's name? Like, are you kidding me? Like, really?
Yeah, weren't you up for Jane?
I was up for Khaleesi in Game of Thrones.
Get out of here, really?
Yes, I was up for Joan on Mad Men. I said, no, leave me alone. The guy kept fucking calling me. I was like,
to do Joan on Mad Men?
Yes. I was like, no, I'm not right for it.
But you didn't interfere with the
comedy. I'm glad I said no. I think these things turned out better without me.
Now, did you, and also you were, weren't you, weren't
you? Louie? They wanted me to play Louie. I said, come on, guys, this is ridiculous. Let Louie play Louie. They finally listened to me.
Because they wanted you to play it. I remember that when they were calling you to play Louie.
I said, no, I don't want to.
Now, also too, weren't you asked one time to host the Emmys?
Many times to host the Emmys.
And what happened?
And just this last Oscars.
They asked you to host them?
Mm-hmm.
And you said no?
Then there was a diversity thing. They went to Chris Rock.
But why? And why did you turn down the Emmys? Because it would just cut into your comedy? Is that what it... Is that...
I don't like doing stand-up on television or in clubs. I like doing it privately. I think it's something that you should do privately.
Didn't Oprah offer you a TV show to have your own talk show too? Or
stop
just,
it. I'm not doing it anymore. It's dumb. It's
asking,
not even funny at all.
I'm just asking.
Stop.
I'm asking
like,
what you were.
Just keep doing the same joke over.
No,
yes,
I just want to know what you
were. I was asked to be Oprah. Oprah said, can you at least on my magazine do June, July, and August, you know?
No, I'm just asking you the things you turned down. It's not a bit.
She's getting tired of being on every cover. She said, the summer months, give them to Bonnie.
Yeah, it's not a bit. I'm just asking you. All right. What about Stern? Didn't he want you to be?
What? Who, Quivers? I don't even know what your joke you're going for anymore.
Why are you drinking out of a Jesus cup? I bought that for you so you could... touch God and let God touch you. All right, so let's move on because all these things you turned down, but yet you'll do this podcast.
I love it so much.
Did we get somebody as a guest on our...
What, really? That's what we're... Now we're talking...
I don't know. I keep bringing up topics.
I know I'm not helping, but
you
I'm just saying.
You don't help at all. You don't bring anything to the table.
No.
You're like Raina. Like, you're like... You're like a kid.
So,
I'm just trying to get things moving.
It's...
I'm going to get things moving.
Guest talk on our other radio show, also named My Wife Hates Me. Very different show. I don't know why we call it exactly
listen,
the same
you know why
thing.
This got to be good? Because we have all new listeners, because you did Marc Maron, and we've been in the top 100 again.
Oh, shit.
So we got to step it up.
You know what I'm great at?
What?
Under pressure.
What do you
like? You're making it like I'm go, just saying, be funny now. You can't just
no.
Do
I'm not
it
saying
like
be
that.
Funny. Be interesting. You know, we have a whole
Can
new West
think?
Coast hipster type listening audience.
Okay, I started thinking about doing coupons again. I used to do coupons. I would cut.
You
I was
never
really
did coupons
yes,
when I knew
yes,
you.
No, because
not
when
I
lived
knew
in
you.
Los Angeles, they did triple coupons at this one place, and it felt so good. When you had like sometimes I'd have a stack of them, you could get it down like $25.
Some people get a whole order for free almost.
I will admit to having watched that show at one point, that coupon clipping show.
And they can get like almost a whole full order.
It must be what gambling feels like for some people. It's like three for one.
I think I went to the casino anyway. The other night in Maryland. Did I tell you? Did I go to the casino in Maryland?
Oh, I don't know if you went. I can tell you if you told me or not. No.
Oh, I didn't go. Well, did I? I don't remember.
Oh my God, what is wrong with you? Are you, I don't know if you're asking for help or not.
I'm help on this podcast, I'm asking for help.
I just tried to do a coupon stuff and you cut me off to not remember if you went to a casino or not.
What kind of coupon? Nobody wants to hear about coupons.
This is all that happened this week. I went grocery shopping and I was like, oh my God, I should start doing coupons again. I was good at coupons and I stopped doing it. I stopped doing something I loved. I've got to get back to it.
You loved cutting coupons.
There was something very satisfying about it. Yes.
Would you buy stuff you didn't need? Just because you had a coupon?
No, because I don't think that's saving. If you don't need it.
But you would
use it.
You might
as well just throw your $5 in the garbage.
Why don't you try to do what they do and get a whole order for free?
I'm not good enough. I mean, you really got to know your shit to do stuff like that. You got to be online. You got to enter contests. I mean, it's a big deal.
What do you mean enter contests to get?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
No.
Yes. Join clubs. You got to join a lot of clubs. It's a full-time job.
No.
Doing coupons. It is.
Do you ever go to coupon parties?
No, I never went to a coupon party. I kept it secret. It was like, I was like a hidden addiction that I had.
Like when ladies meet at a coupon party, do you think they end up diddling each other?
Why? We're having a nice talk about coupons.
I'm just wondering if, do you think they go, this coupon stuff is getting boring, and start diddling?
Oh my God, I'm not, am I expected to really like converse about this?
Don't you like the word diddling? All right, come on, we got to step it up. We're getting a lot of new listeners from the West Coast.
If you don't like this podcast, honestly, this is the best that I can possibly do. So don't listen again. If this is not up to your standards.
Wait, this is the best you could do? Is
yes.
Talking about coupons?
Yes. This is A material right here.
This is unlistenable.
The coupon thing could go in a separate show, like a, you know, where you get extras if you pay money. We should start doing that. Where they have to pay us to go in. And I could have put that coupon story into the extras.
Well, we're supposed to do that.
Because nobody knows that. I haven't told anybody about my coupon thing before.
We're supposed
That's not in the book.
We're supposed to do that.
That wasn't on Mark Maron's podcast.
How many podcasts have you done in the last 2 weeks?
86.
No, how many you think?
I have no idea, but too many. It's embarrassing. I mean, it's just
didn't
like
you go to someone's
because
house
you so
in Harlem?
Quickly get into being like, hi, like, I'm so sick of false modesty.
Did you go to
it's
some
gross.
Guy's
because
house?
People do because you what?
You went to some guy's house in Harlem.
Well, yeah.
You just went into a stranger's house.
No, I met him before. I knew him from
where?
He was like on a show that I did before. He promoted a show that I did once.
He was a comic?
I don't think he's a comic. Maybe he's a like improv kind of person.
And you went to his house to do some podcast. I guarantee he doesn't have over 1,000 listeners.
I will say this.
Well, I don't understand you. Go ahead and say it.
No, I don't know. My publicist set it up. I honestly,
and
that's another sickening thing that
I found
myself saying.
Who do you think has a harder time saying no, you or Kevin Hart?
Really, Richard? Are what? You fucking kidding me right now?
About what?
You're so insane. You're going to pick a fight about one podcast that I did out of 86 fucking dumb podcasts.
No, but oh, like they were all I thought you were supposed to do Artie Lang this week.
I think I'm supposed to do it on Thursday.
I'm leaving. I'll be gone.
Okay. That's fantastic.
Now, that's a good podcast. That's somebody you want to do.
That podcast.
That's somebody you want to do. He's funny. He gets you. He knows you. He's a nice guy.
I don't feel like talking about any of this right now. I really don't.
What was the best podcast you did?
I really don't.
You don't think Mark Maron was? I listened to it. I thought it was good.
I was going to say My Wife Hates Me, but...
This one?
I enjoy... No, the radio show.
Oh. Where can you get your
this
book?
This one's like the worst thing in the whole world to do.
Huh?
Because it's also hard to remember that you're on a, like you're on a platform, like you're going out. Like we're just sitting in our fucking table. You know what I mean? You say things you don't think.
Sitting in a dining room?
Yeah, like you forget that some things are private or that when we're having a fight, like I really probably shouldn't fight.
How come your line isn't moving that well?
What are you talking about?
On the computer, in your mic. Go ahead, talk again.
Hello?
Okay, see there. You talk too low. That's how you...
The reason you have fucking levels is so that you can adjust them for the person, okay?
Yeah, that was perfect.
Oh, my God.
That was perfect. That level was perfect. Okay?
Out of all the other podcasts, not one person ever said, speak up.
Never?
Not one fucking person.
Didn't you do Doug Benson's podcast when you were in L.A.? Right?
Yes, I did.
Was it in a studio or like, is it a big podcast deal?
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Is it a big deal?
Yes, there's like 1,000 people working on it. It's like, you get your makeup done.
Get the fuck out of here. You don't
get
makeup.
Yes, it's on. There's a camera.
Oh, it's on video on also a video podcast?
Yes.
Who's the host?
Are you really asking me that?
Does he have a co-host?
No, it was me and Todd Glass.
You were to guess?
Yes.
What was Todd promoting?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think anybody was really promoting. I tried to promote, but I felt like I was, you know, being given the evil eye every time I tried to do it.
Really?
I'm not sure.
Well, why would you go on? Why would you go on this podcast unless you're
promoting
yourself?
Here we go again! I fucking do not feel like getting into conversations that don't have anything to do with anything. I did it. I'm not going to not do it now. How could that possibly be? So shut your fucking mouth
about it.
There's
no reason to yell.
I can't take it.
Did you yell like this on Doug Benson's podcast?
There's no fucking way I can have fun. Like, there's no fucking way I could like just like relax and be like, yeah, it was great. I had fun because I know what's coming. You're like a little fucking rat in the fucking coming at. Well, I guess you shouldn't have done it.
You're acting like a rat. You're trying to impersonate a rat, a talking rat. That's not.
Well, I wouldn't go do that podcast.
I'm just asking.
That
I'm just going over
terrible.
Stuff. Because no, I didn't say it sounded terrible.
Whatever. You know what you're doing. It's like there can no be no fun. There can no be no fun around you.
Okay, let's move over to TV talk. People like to hear TV talk.
Oh my God. Schitt's Creek. You have to just go watch that show because it's so funny. I just binged on them all.
How many are there?
It's Eugene Levy and Eugene Levy's.
No, how many
son.
Are there? They created
I don't
it.
Know how many. There's one season that you can just binge and then the next season
it's
starts.
It's already started season 2?
March something, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I loved it when I was watching it. How come you watch it without me?
Well, I can't wait for you on everything. And every time I suggested it, you were like, oh,
no.
That's too much I'm moving.
That's not true. I like that show.
I know you do, but you're not a big fan of like relaxing with comedy. It's not your favorite thing to do.
Oh, because usually comedy isn't funny, but they're funny. He's funny, and so is the skirt.
Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah, very. Who is she married to? She's married to someone famous, too.
Do you know that, like, lawyer saying? I'm just thinking that it might should apply to the podcast, maybe, where what? You should never ask a question you don't know the answer to. Because otherwise, we just sit here being like,
well, I'm asking you if you know who she's married to. You don't know who she's... Don't know. I can see all your cavities when you do that. Do you know who she's married to?
No. No idea. No fucking clue whatsoever. No! Was I not being loud enough? Sorry.
What was I going to ask you? So last night.
I don't know.
Last night we
Can
watched.
We be done?
No, we still got 22 minutes.
Oh, shit.
I know. This moves slow when nothing's happening.
Holy Christ.
When we're not talking about anything, this moves slowly.
Oh, my we God. Need some... Gotta have a. Let's just have a fight.
No.
Fight about
three episodes of House.
The way you're dressed. Well, are you dressed like this every time for the podcast? I just realized
this is my Monday. You know, put on
your
sweats.
Red and black podcast outfit.
I'm putting sweats on.
Your red Kangol hat.
I have
glasses on top of it.
A photographer coming in tonight. She's doing a book on whatever comics, but not on stage. Just comics doing different things that they do. So she wants to
comics in their regular
in
lives.
Their environment, in their own environment. So I guess we're gonna take
comics
pictures.
At home.
She wants to take
Is
pictures
that the title of,
me
of the book?
Working out downstairs in my little
comedians in the bed. Natural milieu. As we watch them go down into their basement to lift weights in a makeshift gym.
Yes, it's in a storage unit.
His gym is 90 square feet. It's a storage bin.
But how much stuff I have in there is unbelievable. Bicycles hanging up, golf clubs. I got all kinds. I got
organized.
Heavy
it
bags.
It can hold many things.
Heavy bags and shelves. And if I did a tour down there, people would be amazed of the space. I mean, how much
would
I took advantage of.
Would you live in an
of,
apartment that big?
In New York, I would. I'd make it work. As long as it wasn't moldy like it is downstairs. Yeah, I can make something like that size work. Yeah. No problem. Be one bedroom. That's it. I wouldn't hang out there in the day. It would be a place to go crash. You know, if I was single, just, you know, pick up broads and bring them there and leave them, let them go. But not.
You'd let them go, would you?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Let them go. We watched three episodes of House of Cards last night. We cannot. It's hard not to watch.
Multiple?
It's hard not to watch this. I mean, you can't just watch this one because they're all. They make.
They're like Pringles.
It's Lay's.
Oh.
It's Lay's. They make these shows so soap opera-y. Soap opera.
Ish, sure.
Yeah. That you're going, oh, fuck. Like, they're brilliant the way they direct them and write them, that you have to keep watching them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's, mm-hmm.
And.
Because they're so good at that fucking cliffhanger at the end.
Too many goddamn storylines, you know? We don't need so many. You don't need so many storylines.
No, you don't.
You don't. Get rid of some of the characters.
Simplify.
You'll save money. You'll save money. I'm trying to. You know, I'm going to. I
they
should
don't
be
have
a
too
consultant.
Many characters, I don't think.
Too many storylines, too many characters.
I'll tell you what I don't like.
The guy that they miscasted?
Yeah, I don't think he's casted well, as you say. Is it cast or casted?
As the governor from New York?
Yeah.
Who's running for president now?
Yep. Well, something.
Too young.
Not right. He's not a charming enough to be there at that age.
And his wife is smoking hot. Both wives are very good looking.
Every girl in that thing is like, no matter what age, they're all wearing like the slimmest sheath dresses.
And yeah.
They stand like, they must have to do yoga in between shoots because they're all standing like so pin straight. It's ridiculous.
Pin straight?
Like they're like. When they're acting on that show, they're 2 inches taller than when they're just like out and about and normal.
They're not all hot. I mean, some are regular. There's only really three hot ones. You know, Robin Wright, the governor.
He's listing the hot girls from that Netflix show. And I don't think he's going to get past two of them. Well, let's listen.
Robin Wright. The governor from New York, his wife, okay, and the girl he pushed in front of the subway train.
He only got one name, then he just went the character traits.
Yes. Three.
Why? Like, but most normal people be like, well, I'm not good at that, so maybe I won't.
What do you mean? I'm
talk about it.
They know what characters I'm talking about. If they view, you know, House of Cards, they know who I'm talking about. I don't have to have names. To
this is up. Us when we're watching Game of Thrones. Neither one of us know any of the. We're like, okay, the guy that was, remember, he was on the horse, and then there was another guy standing there, and he had like the full.
Did
you know that guy?
On what, Game of Thrones?
Yeah, it's always like just.
I just like the bald-headed guy that has nothing downstairs.
Yeah, see, that's how we describe all of them.
And I like Khaleesia.
Mm-hmm.
But she's getting on my
Mother
nerves.
Mother of dragons.
That she killed her brother and poured hot gold on his head.
When does that one start?
When?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, soon. Didn't House,
Why are you talking like that?
Didn't the Americans start already?
I don't know.
We got to get back into the Americans.
This is, did it start with Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane?
Did it start?
The Americans? I don't know. Did it start?
I don't know, but they picked up Better Call Saul for three seasons.
Better Call Saul did start.
And they picked it up for a third season.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You're really reading ahead.
No, I read it.
Yeah.
They picked it up for three seasons.
Wow. Did some homework.
Uh-huh. Didn't he tweet about your book?
He retweeted. Well, no, he did tweet. He tweeted it and a picture of it, and he said something nice. I can't remember.
But you think he read it?
It sounded like it in the tweet.
Who? Bob Odenkirk?
Bob Odenkirk.
You think he read your book? He's got a lot of stuff going on.
Maybe he's just like one of those overachievers. He probably doesn't golf.
Oh,
I took all right.
Today. I took a lesson today. Oh, boy. I went from great to bad again.
I wanted to keep playing Did It Start?
Oh, okay. Did, what do you call it? What else? Oh, Bloodline. When does that start? Season
when
two?
Does it start? When it didn't start. It hasn't started yet. We know that.
Was that on Netflix?
That's a Netflix show.
Bloodline?
Yeah.
You sure? You're not sure.
I'm 100% sure. No matter how many times I say it, you'll just keep asking. So
are
I
you
just,
sure?
That's not the game. The game is, did it start?
Did it start season two?
No, it hasn't.
We haven't finished Deadwood. It only went three seasons and was halfway through.
Did it start? Yes. Deadwood is from 2006. Okay.
No, I'm saying we still haven't finished it. What else?
All right. I got to go.
No.
I got to go. Come on.
We're at 30 minutes. Time. You got 14 more minutes.
Can't.
Tell me what you like about House of Cards.
What I like about it. Economy of words. I find amazing in those shows.
What do you mean?
I mean, when the they're totally having fights, those two, and they hate each other, and yeah, it'll just be like, are you ready to go? Yes, I am. But it's, you know, that's the way I want to fight with you.
They're just a business. They're not a couple anymore.
Well, I mean, I just feel like we should try that.
Being a business?
Not talking. Kim Ann.
Go ahead.
I don't want to. I'm done. I have nothing.
We have so many new followers and listeners, I mean.
No, we don't.
Yes,
we
do.
Why do you keep saying that?
I'm telling you. Got a lot of new listeners.
Well, not for long. It's going to go right back, I'm telling you.
How come we can't get any fucking ads? No advertisements. This is really pissing me
I'm
off.
I'm sorry. You can't bring that up anymore because I know
no,
what
it's
I
not
did
you.
Wrong. I said I made a huge public apology.
Yeah, but it's just really
did I publicly apologize to Rob Sprantz? I'm sorry, Rob Sprantz.
He doesn't listen anymore.
To, oh, why?
I don't know. He's got all these other new podcasts.
Bobby Kelly. I'm sorry, Bobby Kelly. Well, somebody can clip that and then send it to him. Could somebody send Rob Sprantz my, I'm sorry about, I'm more mature now.
I just hate corporate that they don't get humor. You were funny during all those reads. You just can't do that anymore.
Humor.
Yeah. I mean, God damn, what the fuck? Everybody's doing fucking reads.
I just think if you're going to put in your copy for roses on Valentine's Day, her eyes say no, but she means yes. She might say no. That's what it was. She might say no, but she means yes. You're going to get some comparisons to rape. And I'm sorry that I said that in the ad.
You didn't say that in the ad. You said who writes his copy.
I was like,
Did you say it? Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Wait, what was the comparison? What was it, Ed?
Oh, my God.
No, don't.
First of all, I can't.
Don't say the name of the company.
I don't remember the name of the company.
Oh. Oh. That means I got an email when that happened.
I don't know. It was like a flower place.
Let it go. They fired us.
They fired us.
Hey.
And then, you know, it's like
they fired a whole network.
Don't, you know, I said, Gamefly, go fuck yourself. They were like, Gamefly doesn't want to do it with you anymore. I thought Gamefly, go fuck yourself was a great sort of tag. People could start saying it.
Yeah.
Gamefly, go fuck yourself. You know, but they don't like that. I compared one of those companies to Hitler. Whatever.
But you're not that person anymore.
I'm not that person anymore. I don't.
You'll do the reads exactly like they're written, right?
You write them, I read them. That's my new motto. Verbatim, no fucking around.
None.
No, I do not add. I don't try to make it sound real.
You know, you're not going to be like one of those people that go, and I use this product.
No, I hate, first of all, I don't like that. Because when you're listening to radio, it's like this. The guy's like, and another thing, Trump says what we all want to hear. Also, I love using whitening for my teeth. It's amazing. Like, it's like, it's not, you know, using the same voice. Don't act like you just, that happened.
You know who cut me loose? Dollar Shave Club doesn't send me anything anymore. What happened? They got big. Dollar Shave Club is doing.
Now they said, we'll never use a big celebrity. Then they went ahead. They're just like all the rest of them.
No, they're not using a big celebrity, are they? No, they just.
Oh, my God, Rich. I don't fucking know. I don't follow Dollar Shave Club. And I'm not like searching through Ad Weekly. Well, who'd they get? I'm just making a joke because their copy said we would never get a big celebrity
to do
our ads.
Yeah. Well, they cut me loose.
Yeah, maybe you got too big. Maybe that's it.
No.
You're like, no, you know what? We say we never use a big act. Rich Voss is a big act.
No, it's
we gotta cut
they
them
got
loose.
Famous. Dollar Shave Club got famous. And I think they even had a Super Bowl ad, I think. That's a lot of money. A lot. But they were sending me razors every month. I haven't got a razor. And today, I got the mailbox fixed that you broke.
I didn't. I went to put my key in and couldn't get my key in.
Okay,
that's all I can tell you that happened.
We couldn't get the key in the mailbox, but I got it. I fixed it, right?
Thank you.
I got up. I called the locksmith. They came out.
I'm surprised this is. I'm sorry you guys have to hear this so late in the podcast. But, talk about burying the headline, Richard. Richard saves family from broken mailbox. Here we go with the exclusive. Richard, what happened this morning?
I'm just saying, I got up. And I called, I did some research, and I called a couple locksmiths. How long do you think, if you had to do it, that would have taken? Like, if you had to get the mailbox repaired, just like you asked me.
I would have ran out when the mailman was there.
Yeah.
And I would have been like, can you fix it from the inside? Is it stuck somehow? And then he would be like, no, you got to call somebody and get it fixed. And then I'd take a deep breath, hot shower. Google, call.
And you would have set it up?
I mean, I would have had to.
But do you think today you would have done it the same day?
Probably. It's the mailbox. I mean, you have to get your mail.
That's true.
Otherwise, it'd be worse. I'd have to go out every time.
You have to sit out the window to see when the mailman comes.
Right. And I'd have to learn. I'd have to, you know. It's like your, what do you call it? When you look at a house for a long time before you rob it?
You'd have to...
Like, case it. I'd have to case my own... Never mind. It was a bad joke, and then I tried to... guys, if we were the kind of podcast that edited podcasts, we would go back and...
Do you think people...
Clip that! For your pleasure.
I don't think people edit their podcasts, do you?
People do. Yes,
no
people do.
No fucking way.
I talk to my friend Maureen all the time. She's always like, I'm editing the podcast.
Who edits it?
Mm-mm. They edit. They have... I'm telling you, I don't know what we do wrong in life. Everyone else has a fucking group of 18 people around them at all times helping them fucking do shit.
Yeah, because we live out in Jersey. No one's coming out here to do it with us. You know,
I have to get Lexi over here.
She doesn't know how to do this technical stuff.
She would.
No.
She would learn it. She'd be good.
We need an engineer.
I wouldn't want to do it in front of anyone, though. This is private.
Yeah, this is what makes this podcast real. As we sit in our dining room table. Now you buy flowers, so it's pretty nice to sit here. Look at the flowers. The spring is coming. We can look out the window. And
sometimes I have a bowl of lemons here, but I don't have the lemons today. You make fun of that.
And then,
but it's pretty to look at, a nice bowl of lemons. I mean, it's $2.
And we look out our bay window. We look out our bay window, and the trees are going to blossom soon, and it's going to be beautiful. You know, it's not going to be gloomy, and we're gonna bring it to another level since we have all these new listeners, I think.
This has been brought to you by Bowl of Lemons Productions.
We still have 6 minutes, and
Bowl of Lemons sounds...
We've said nothing this whole fucking podcast.
I think the fact that people are still listening says a whole hell of a lot.
Like what?
I don't get them. I don't know what's happening. All right,
we still got 6 minutes.
Thank you so much.
We can't stop at 39, but
Could we do a segment where I just try new jokes?
Yeah, go ahead, now.
Whoa, I can't do it that fast, but I mean, I just like for next time, I'll have some jokes ready. We'll do
new bits that we wrote.
New bits that we wrote.
I had somebody walk out on me the other night at they were sitting in the second row, a couple, and I was only up for 3 minutes. I go, I could not. You can't hate me in 3 minutes. So the only thing I could think of is...
No, the person probably got a phone call.
No, they were...
After I said that happens.
I think after I said the word cunt, they got upset.
Oh, within 3 minutes, you used the word cunt?
Well, not... I wasn't calling anybody. I was saying somebody else is saying it about somebody.
I know, but within 3 minutes, that's...
What? I was talking...
That person's like, I don't want to see where this is going to build to.
No, it was just a little bit like if Trump and Hillary have a debate, you know, it's...
You open with that?
Yeah, I open with the Trump stuff.
Go ahead.
What? Why Trump?
Do the joke.
Well, I just said, you know, if he wins, I'm going to go... If Trump wins, I'm going to go to Mexico, I'm going to sell catapults, which gets a big laugh.
Oh, to get over the wall?
Yeah. Oh, really? Yes.
I wasn't sure what a catapult was.
You don't know what a catapult is?
I thought it was like a thing that a rock goes in.
Yeah, but that's the joke. They're going to put the people in and fly them over the wall.
Maybe you should say giant catapult.
No, I don't have to. Catapults. That says it all. If Trump wins, I'm going to Mexico and I'm selling catapults.
But are you really going to do that? Because I feel like that's something you should have talked to me about.
It's never not got a laugh.
It's always... Let me rephrase that in the way I would say it. It always gets a laugh.
Okay. And then I go...
But he's got a wonderful way with words. Let's listen to more of Rich Voss comedy.
Then I talk about if Hillary and Trump debate, you know, within 5 minutes, he's going to call her a cunt. And you look to the side and Bill's sitting there shaking his head yes, going, if you only knew the half of it, big laugh.
Oh, my God. Really? That's the joke? Old Bill, he really had to put up with a cunt his whole... Poor old Bill.
Wait, what did I say?
Poor old Bill is stuck it in everything he fucking found along the way. Oh, but geez, what a cunt. What a cunt old Hillary is waiting her turn patiently, seeing you to the top, letting you have your flings. Ah! Now she asks for a little bit of support, but you've got him back. Oh, having to deal with that cunt.
But I said it.
Well, now.
I said if she loses the nomination to Sanders, how upset she's going to be. First a black guy, then a Jew, right?
Sounds familiar.
You gave me that one.
All right. I did it different, but if you like it that way, that's
fine. I don't know how I do it. I just do it on stage. It gets laughs, you know. I talk about... Chelsea Clinton, if her mother
did win. I'm glad somebody's finally sticking up for Bill in that relationship. God damn it. It's about time, people. Do you see what he has to deal with? Okay, that fucking cunt. They're talking politics. Sandy, you got to hear this. He thinks Bill had it rough.
So,
I gotta go.
No, we got 2 minutes.
I'm sorry, new people.
You don't
people.
Have to pick him up.
I'm sorry.
You got 8 minutes before you have to pick her up.
Was it 5:45?
No, it's, yeah. 5:45 is when you're, that's 5:45 in America.
It's a completely different time in Canada.
And I
want to take this opportunity to apologize to the new people.
For what?
I mean,
this wasn't last week. The last two podcasts have been good. You can't have all.
They?
Well, last week was good. Last
I don't
week.
Know how to judge it, I guess, because I feel like they're all just shit. This is the thing, though. Like, you've turned on stuff where you didn't know what it was before, and you're like, you have to figure it out. It's like, I can't imagine someone turning this on and trying to figure it out. Like,
there's nothing to figure. That's what makes it so good.
What the fuck is this bullshit?
But that's what makes it good. You don't have to figure it out. Remind me, we have to get some new peanut butter.
Remember when all of you...
What?
Why is your face like that?
What?
You're like, we gotta get some peanut butter. And also...
What?
Why are you doing grocery items?
I just thought about it, because we had the regular...
Your face was like this.
Like a rat. When I talk peanut butter, I look like I feel like
that's
a rat.
Right. You're like...
Because we have the regular peanut butter, but I like the natural peanut butter. But it gets hard.
Okay.
When the oils come out.
I got a coupon.
For natural?
For natural.
No, you don't.
I'm not even kidding around.
You're not?
I got it in there. Because I was like, I should start. I'll just throw coupons out. Sometimes I just see money going into the garbage when I throw... You ever get like a handful of... And also, why are they giving out... So when you go to CVS, that receipt is so long. They have to like fold it and fold it and fold it and fold it and fold it. And they give you like this ream of paper every time.
Same with when you rent a car.
Why can't that be illegal?
Same like, when you rent a car at Thrifty. It's like
87
different...
papers. Yeah, come on. There's got to be a better way, guys. Come on.
Yeah, they're.
Are we going to save the planet or not?
No, how much money do they lose in paper? I mean, how many CVSs are there in the country? Do you know what that adds up? It's just like,
well,
whoever
I'm
invented.
I'm thinking not of how much money that CVS is losing, but how much natural resources were.
Resources? It's resources.
Whatever.
What do you call it? Whoever invented on the coffee can, those thinner tops that you peel off, you know how much money they're worth to make a little invention that saves millions of dollars to the you know, the company and the consumer. It doesn't hurt us. I'd like to peel that little thing off instead of when you used to have to turn it, you know what I'm saying? It was a metal top. So if we could just think of something like that, you know what I mean, we could make a lot of money.
Wrap it up in the idea that we're doing it for the environment.
I don't care what we wrap it up as long as we can go on a Shark Tank. That went from one night to like 5 nights.
I thought of two inventions recently.
Don't say them out. Don't tell them.
Why? If I tell them here, this is gives us. It's kind of like, hey, remember I said that on March 21st, 2016.
Okay. Well, what's one of them?
One of them is the crossbody purse. But the purse is a baby. So for single girls, you know, they're like, I really would like a baby, but just go get yourself like a baby Louie, you know.
And it looks like a baby?
But it looks like a baby. They could really, you know.
But
it's even cries. I don't know. But it's, you know. So that if you didn't, you know. If you didn't take the time out of your busy schedule to have a baby, you could still have a baby purse. A baby Louie. And then the second one is a shirt that has little lights on it. Because, you know, all the makeup, all the, you know, creams and stuff. Really, it just comes down to good lighting. You're going to look good if the lighting is good.
You have little spotlights headed towards your face.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. In the shirt. You wear a shirt, it's got the right lights. Wherever you go, you're exactly perfectly lit. I like backlighting, so I would get a shirt that had a lot of backlighting. Mm. 'Cause that's the way, for me, I know my face.
Mm.
Dark in the front and light in the back.
That's
that works
perfect.
Best for me.
Well, folks,
those are my invention corner. I gotta go. I can't do this anymore. I'm sorry.
Don't you have to plug anything?
I don't.
Where do you get your book?
Oh, April 20th. You guys, please.
What?
Go see me at the Stanhope House in Stanhope, New Jersey.
When is that?
April 20th.
That's a month.
It's like a Wednesday or Thursday.
It's a Thursday, I would bet.
So, just do it. Just go
there.
Well,
this Saturday, I'm doing a private event. I'm doing a 12-step convention in Santa Clara, California, Saturday night, 12-step. And then next weekend, I don't know where, I go to my website, richvoss.com, and all my tour dates are up there. And there you have it. I got, you know, a lot of stuff coming up. A lot of stuff. Go to richvoss.com. Folks, thank you. And we promise next week will be better. Next week will be better. Because we'll have stuff to talk about. You know, it's just coming into the spring and we're just...
End it. Let the people go.
Goodbye, people.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.